Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking to you from the tip of an esker in the middle of a beautiful lake in Maine. I'm on a little vacation with my partner, Mike, and we have some friends whose great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather purchased land in the late 1800s when he came over here as a settler. It started as a farm, and then the one edge of it had an esker that went up from the water, and it's quite beautiful, quite beautiful. It's a long, long, skinny point that goes up high in the middle and comes down to the edges. Really beautiful. So I'm sitting on a pier this morning, watching the fog blow across segments of this water, and I'm thinking about what I want to coach you on today. I have some clients, and they've been interacting with the world. And what's come across my plate is advocating. This week we're talking in our community about being the greatest advocate in your life. You are. You are the one that really knows your trajectory. Nobody else knows quite where you're going, even if you don't even know quite where you're going. You know more than anybody else. You can feel your way. You're in it. You're steeped in it. So what do you want? We talk about this regularly. What is it you want? And you know in your gut what you want. So when people around you are suggesting things that you're not interested in or you're not ready for, you get to be the spokesperson in your life for what you want. Here's an example. I have a client who's really in the steeped in transformation right now. And this client is going through a lot of transition in many ways. And someone else in his life wants something that's a major change for him. And in talking, it didn't seem as though he wanted that change. So then he decided that he was going to, advocate for himself, what he really wanted. And in the throes of that, honoring his feelings about it, he began to navigate into another whole new reality of what he wanted by just opening the door there, by just initially saying he didn't want what was being proposed. And as he started to just step into the realm of speaking up for what he wanted, different options started to avail themselves that he could look at and he could feel his way through and kind of decide, what am I most interested in? What is best for me? So now he's really strongly getting a direction on where he wants to go. That's one example of what happens when you start to just advocate for what you want with yourself. Just with yourself. And then we'll go deeper into this, that you get to speak up for yourself across the board when people are proposing things in meetings and other places, and we'll talk about that next time. But for this time, I want you to think about right now in your life. Are you going along with things that aren't aligned with you? Make kind of a set of notes today about what you are advocating for and what you're just allowing right now. Are you standing in the power position in your life? Are you letting people know? Are you letting the energy around you know? And are you letting the people in your life know what you want and what your direction is? Or are you keeping your mouth shut and just going along with things that aren't okay with you? Are you scared to even speak up? To just say what you would wish for? To say what would be best for you? To say, to voice, to put your vote in on what's going on around you? So today, you get to get in touch with how you are operating right now. Are you operating authentically in that, are the things that you are doing and going along with, are they really what you want? And I'll go deeper into this week. But today we start here. We always start with the next step, and this is it. So you're welcome to go into the Facebook page and comment about this. As this subscription community grows, there'll be more comments. So you can be a leader in starting to direct the conversation, and it's going to support you as well as others. Have a beautiful day today. Sending you big, big Spirit River love.